it. So, yeah, it's like, I guess if you just, if they really just try and, like, give a man, like just like a moment to just express how he feels and, like, you know, and just, like, let it out.
Yeah.
And, like, be in support of that. Like, that could, like, really, like, transform a man, like, into, a better human.
Yeah, we don't even get that much though, man. Like, it takes what, 5 minutes to just talk to a guy, you know, see what's going on. We don't even get that much. Like, that's how worthless we are. Society doesn't even give a fuck to even just talk to you about one little thing that's going on, just so you can get, you know, like, that's how worthless you are. It's pathetic. It's fucking pathetic, man. You know, and don't think, and I want you guys to know, I'm like a quote unquote good looking guy. So don't think it's really any better for good looking guys. Like, people don't really want to hear my problems either. Like, you know, like, women want me to just be like sexy and fucking dick them down and then just be an asshole. But I'm not allowed to like express any personal fucking problems unless it's being used to manipulate her, you know. But if it's anything like that I want her to help me with, like, that's not happening, you know.
Yeah, and really, that's all it takes, really. It's just, like, 5 minutes to just get down and just, like, really, like, just listen to each other and exchange a little bit,
of course.
It, you know?
Yeah, and it's, like...
like, very simple.
It's, like, we're the most valuable members of society, yet we are treated the absolute worst. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we do everything. We literally do fucking everything.
Yeah, we do. And we do it for the women, too, you know? Yep.
A lot of good that's doing.
And, like, and this is what we get, you know?
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're, like, if they really, like, don't care about us, then that's what they're gonna get. If they like us to, like, not care at all, then that's what they're gonna keep on getting. They're gonna keep on getting...
yeah.
Guys that, like, don't care about them anymore. Like, all right, fine. I guess you don't need to be taken care of anymore. Like, you're good on your own, you know?
Yeah, and they live in a... here's the thing, man. These women live in a constant state of misery and disappointment because they only are attracted to the guys that don't give a fuck about them. But then deep down secretly, they wish that the guy that doesn't give a fuck about them would give a fuck about them because they need that also. But then if he does, they'll lose attraction to him. So then they'll chase the next guy that doesn't give a fuck about them and secretly wish he would give a fuck about them. So it's like they're in a constant state of dissatisfaction. They're like, you, like if that's what's going on in your head, it is physically impossible for you to be happy. Mm-hmm. You've got some serious fucking mental problems.
It is. Yeah. It's very like self-sabotaging too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they're never going to have it, you know?
No. And that's why they're always so fucking miserable and hollow. And then it forces us as men to be these cold, like, vicious fucking animals, you know? And I don't even want to be that. Like, guys hear me giving, like, let me tell you guys something, man. Guys hear me giving, like, the sociopath advice and all this, like, my video, like, fucking the sociopath advantage and shit. And, like, I know I make it sound cool or whatever. But it's like guys think that I want it to be this way. Like guys think that I'm like proud to do this. Like I fucking hate this shit. I don't like doing this shit. Like I don't like having to be this cold, vicious animal just to make it in this fucking world because it's dysfunctional. You know, like this shit isn't cool. It's a fucking survival technique, but it's not fucking cool, you know? So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, like, I've been the nicest guy and a good guy. Like, I'm like, I get so much shit from it. Like, I know I can, like, I totally it's an asshole and, like, get that too, but, like, it really doesn't feel right, you know?
Right.
Because you know deep down they're, like, really, like, hurt and, like, messed up. And,
yeah. It's true. Oh, fuck. It's all going down to fucking hell, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any other questions, man?
Oh, no, I'm good. Like, I was just here to just share some good information for you, you know?
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah. But oh yeah, that kind of reminds me of that. Yeah, I just like got off from like a music festival from like Electric Forest, and like,
yeah,
like I see that too. You know, it's like on my first day in, I was like, I'd be like, oh, look, I wonder what women I can get, and like I try to get them, but like they seem to like run away. But then like the next day when I took acid, I'm like, well, I don't fucking care. I'm just here for the music and drugs. Yeah. And so I just like danced around, like just dancing, like I'm humping someone, and like they're all checking me out. Like, and I was like, oh, I still don't care about you. Mm. And like, and that's how it went. And then like, but like, I mean, I could have like gotten whoever I wanted, but they were with their man, and I try to keep it honorable, you know?
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. It's just so messed up, like having to work it like that. You know, it's weird. Like, as a guy, I can't even understand that too. You know.
Yeah, it's like you get punished for being yourself, and then you get rewarded for being someone you don't even want to be.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Matrix, man.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I'm trying to take some other calls, man, but I appreciate the call.
All right. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.